On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Premier Tamin Dooley has come down hard on KZN Education, calling for urgent action to reduce the number of schools still reeling from flood-related damage. Dooley today visited Thandukwazi Senior Primary School in KwaMashu, one of the more than 180 schools in the province affected by this week's severe weather. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga was there.
After arriving at the school this morning, the Premier learned that some of the damage there was not new. Principal Baldwin Ngongo revealed that a block of four classrooms had been standing partially exposed for more than 3 years after losing some of its roofing during the April 22 floods. It suffered further damage on Tuesday. Principal Ngongo added that the covered lower-level classrooms they've been using also leak when it rains. Dooley says he's frustrated by the situation.
Who was supposed to ensure that this school should have been repaired? What then will happen thereafter to that particular person? Because if there is no consequence management in government, people will keep on behaving as if things are normal.
KZN Education HOD Nkosinathi Ngobo admitted a contractor was appointed for the repairs but was pulled off the job due to financial constraints. He described the issue of flood-damaged schools as a moving target.
And as we try to fix them, a storm comes and more schools are damaged.
Ngobo says they are still telling the number of schools that have suffered damage. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, KwaMashu.
Two women are being treated for injuries after a crane truck crashed into a house in Verulam. The heavy-duty vehicle is said to have rolled across the road and smashed into the home on Inca Drive in Everest Heights. Reaction Unit South Africa's Prem Balram says one elderly woman suffered a head injury and the other was hurt in the foot.
They were stabilized on scene. The house was extensively damaged, and when the driver was interviewed, he informed officers that he had parked the vehicle at a cell phone tower. It then rolled onto the home and damaged the property extensively.
Bergview College Principal Jaco Pieterse is filing criminal complaints of crimen injuria against the ANC's Fikile Mbalula, the EFF's Julius Malema, and the Eastern Cape's MEC for Education, Fundile Gade. Pieterse was falsely identified as a suspect in the rape case involving a 7-year-old Eastern Cape girl known as Tswe Tswe. The NPA later found no evidence linking Pieterse to the matter. AfriForum's private prosecution unit says the three supported the false claims against Pieterse. Here's the unit's Barry Bateman.
The people who made these false allegations, these false claims, must be convicted and face the criminal consequences thereof. And if that involves a custodial sentence, going to jail, that would be preferable. Politicians who have great public platforms and can speak to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, should go to jail if they're going to lie about people.
And a Kenyan police officer has appeared in court in connection with the death of a teacher in custody last weekend. Albert Ojwang had been arrested over social media posts in which he accused a police chief of corruption. Police initially said the 31-year-old had fatally injured himself by banging his head against a wall, but a government pathologist later found the wounds were unlikely to be self-inflicted. The top story, Premier Tamin Dooley has come down hard on KZN Education, calling for urgent action to reduce the number of schools still reeling from flood-related damage. Go to ecr.co.za for more news.
Here's a look at what's coming up in your sports. South Africa are in to bat for their second innings against Australia in the World Test Championship final. They are now 41 with a loss of wickets. Liverpool have agreed a club record deal to signing attacking midfielder Florian Wirtz, and Oscar Piastri heads into the weekend, this weekend's Canadian Grand Prix, 10 points clear in the Formula One standings.